Jesus, for to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thy knowledge, eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious
morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. We are again participating in Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree program, and please see Mary Tomlinson for details. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to answer the question, should Christians save and invest money? And you are welcome to bring any other questions on topics that you may wish also. The Christmas cantata will be performed this afternoon at the 5 o'clock service. And of course, family, friends, and neighbors are cordially invited. All are welcome. The ladies' Christmas party will be held tomorrow at Mary Tomlinson's home. So please contact Mary if you plan to attend and haven't put your name on the sign-up sheet. And please check the insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 108, verses 3 and 4. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 32, Blessed Be the Name. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 87, Joy to the World. Stand now as we sing hymn number 91, The First Noel.
Let's have a word of prayer. A minute standing, please. Heavenly Father, we celebrate this month of December as Christ's month. We know that during this month, we will worship Christ as at his birth. And Father, we are so delighted to know that you have called the birth glory to God in the highest. And so, that means that God has fulfilled his promise, and now mankind can be saved. Thank you, Father. As a church body, we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we pray that as the people listen to thy word and listen to the praises of thy name, they will go home with the thoughts of Christ, with the peace of Christ, and the hope of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that your word is still here. And your word is so fulfill our life in such a powerful way. We thank you for the church body. And we remember those who cannot be here because of sickness. Mrs. Campana, Aunt Peretto, my wife Raquel, and perhaps there is somebody else and I do not know. But Father, Be with them, put your umbrella of comfort and peace in their heart, and then assure them of better days to come. Thank you, Father, for our missionaries, and we pray that each one of them know that we love them and know that we have the opportunity to bless them with a tremendous offering, just to let them know that what they are doing is okay. Preaching and teaching about Christ in difficult times and difficult places under different circumstances. Thank you, Lord, for the love of your people and providing for them. And Lord, as we partake of the Lord's Supper today, may this experience remind us of the blood of Christ and his sacrifice. It is because Christ died and rose again that we can call him our Savior. So now, Father, we pray also that as this afternoon, this evening at 5 p.m., as we worship to celebrate Christmas, the choir will praise your name. Some people will participate in a mighty and powerful way. And then we're going to talk about Christmas promises, what you really promised to us. So, Father, we pray that many people will come, perhaps some of them the first time to hear about Christ. And so, Lord, bless the choir as they sing today and will sing tonight. Bless the young people as they will want to participate tonight. And give me words of wisdom today in the morning and in the evening to provide hope for those who are hopeless and to provide evidence for those who doubt. Thank you, Lord, for supporting our church through your people. Thank you that they love you and they bring the offering every Sunday. Thank you, Father. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Before continuing our service this morning, we're calling for a short business meeting at this time for the purpose of considering the request for membership in Bethel Baptist Church of Deborah and Fred Mills. They have given every indication that they are members of the body of Christ, and for this reason, The board of deacons has moved to accept them as members of this local congregation. We'll need a second now to the deacon board's motion, and we can proceed then with a vote. And Candace seconds the motion. Okay, all those in favor of accepting Deborah and Fred Mills as members of Bethel Baptist Church, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion is carried, and thank you very much, and God bless you, Fred and Deborah, and we're blessed to have you in our congregation. Thank you. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah. And if you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 766. We'll be reading Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, Hear you now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will ye weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. The Lord shall bring upon thee and upon thy people and upon thy father's house days that have not come from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Syria. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can come here without fear, gather together in this place of worship, and hear your written word explained and explained in detail. We are grateful that we live in a time where we have seen the Son of whom Isaiah wrote in this historical narrative in the Scriptures that we are privileged to now hold in our hands. We thank you for revealing yourself to us so that we might know you and be saved, Father, from judgment and condemnation, and that we know the extent of your love for us by sending your Son. We love you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for such a great salvation. Bless our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Thank you for instilling in him total commitment to following you according to your word, as it is reflected in his preaching to our benefit. We thank you for that, Father. Bless us here and those also who listen on the radio and internet and tape and CD, that our faith would be strengthened. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please be seated?